Welcome to the podcast version of Taproot TV, where weekly we share with you information for root cause analysis to analyze and fix the real root causes of problems at your company. Working together, we are all changing the way the world solves problems. So let's get straight to this week's episode.
If you know anything about Taproot, you know all about the snap chart. But there are some tips and tricks that can make this even a more robust tool than it already is for you. You know, that foundation of your evidence collection and that organization of the evidence is key to a great investigation. And so today we have Tim Diggs with us. Welcome, Tim.
Hey, thanks for having me.
He has some best practices that he's going to share with us, and I'm just going to let you take it away, Tim. He's going to help you make sure you have a much better, easier flowing snap chart.
Well, sure. Well, like Ben has said, the snap chart, it's the basis of our investigation, and a quality in-depth snap chart will really aid in us having a quality in-depth investigation. Now, with the Taproot system, we can overcome some snap chart shortcomings, but it makes the process much more streamlined if we're starting out on the right foot with a good snap chart. Now, when we're describing the snap chart to new users of Taproot, we'll say it's a flow chart. But really, the snap chart's much more in depth than just a simple flow chart. Right off the bat, one key tip I can give you is always build your snap chart. You run into situations sometimes where people say, well, this was very simple, easy, we didn't need a snap chart. But when you omit building that snap chart, you lose focus on areas of potential improvement. So it's always important, no matter the investigation, you start out building that snap chart. And then another tip that we often find is ensuring that we spend our time gathering our evidence and collecting that data and displaying it in our snap chart. A lot of times, snap charts that are very, very simple, perhaps you see with not many conditions on them, things of that nature, a lot of times it's an indication that we've been a little bit incomplete in our investigation gathering process. So it's important to really spend our time there and looking at and analyzing using those three P's and R's and having good interview and evidence collection techniques, which for the Taproot users that have been to a five-day course, we teach the interview and evidence collection techniques, but if you haven't been to a five-day course, Barb Carr, our teammate, does a great webinar on improving your interview skills and evidence collection. So I'd highly recommend that. But those are all factors that are important that you build that complete snap chart, because your snap chart's going to tell your story. So when you're talking about clarifying your incident or having a good understanding of what happened, the more in-depth and detailed that snap chart is, the better your investigation is going to go.
Just to interject for a second, that's one of those places where you can see if you have holes in your investigation, because it can bring up questions.
Yeah, absolutely it can. And your early snap charts, you will have a lot of questions. The snap chart, it's like our roadmap process. Yeah. At the beginning of the investigation, it's not very big, but it lives and breathes, it expands and it evolves. And on that subject, on your snap charts, if you have a snap chart with none of the conditions, that's a good indicator you need to dig a little deeper in your interview and evidence collection process, because the answers to our questions in our root cause tree dictionary like to live a lot of times in those conditions. So it's important that we, throughout the snap chart and each event, ask, you know, what do I know about this event? And, you know, have that complete understanding. The snap chart is very simple and easy to build. We all know it's just three basic shapes. Like I said, without those conditions, though, you're really incomplete. And if I had some tips or tricks or best practices to give, number one would be build that snap chart. Number two would be remembering to remove that blame focus.
Yes.
That's very important for many reasons. First off being, you may have to call in someone to look at that snap chart and help you fill in those blanks. And it may be the teammate that made the mistake. Well, you don't want to be putting them on the defensive. So if you keep that blame focus out of it and just do a very simple thing instead of saying, Tim did this or did not do this, you know, employee A or operator B or what have you did such and such.
Yeah, because like if you're, they bring you in to get interviewed and you see your name up there, it's going to make you nervous. It's going to make you on the defensive, and if they're asking you questions, you're going to be trying to protect yourself. It's just human nature.
Absolutely, absolutely. And getting away from that blame focus, and you know, we're trying to solve system issues. And if we stay within that blame focus, we're going to be concentrating on just individual mistakes. So we're leaving a lot of meat on the bone operating in that blame culture. Another good tip I can give you, be active in your snap charts. Use active verbs and active language. That's in order to provide some clarity. And for example, what I mean by that is, okay, pump 2B stop button was pressed by operator A, as opposed to operator A pushes pump 2 stop button.
Right.
It's much more... shorter,
yes.
Definitely, but also more clear, because you're trying to build this snap chart where anyone on the team can come in and they can have as much clarity and understanding of the incident as you do. And then another good tip, be specific and precise. Cold to you and I is a lot different than some of our friends up in the Great White North.
Oh, yeah.
So... as opposed to saying it's cold outside, you know, be specific. It was 15 degrees Fahrenheit outside or whatever the conversion for Celsius is. And,
you know, again, you were talking about the all the stuff that you're putting into it. You kind of want to make sure that you don't take shortcuts and throw several things into one.
That's a great point. You sure do. You want to avoid, when you're doing your events and conditions, keeping one thing at a time. A good tip I give folks on that is if you have to use the word and, separate that out.
Yeah.
Exactly. Because...
or then? Anything.
Anything like that.
It,
yeah, because you don't want to lump two different things into one. There may be opportunities for improvement, as Alex would say, if you separate in both of those, whereas we may overlook those combining them together. That's a great point. And probably, you know, my final tip, being neutral and objective. Again, circling back to that, removing the blame, but, you know, Tim is a knucklehead, you know, he should know better, all those types.
Did a sloppy job.
Sloppy job, exactly. It doesn't help. So being precise, being non-judgmental, avoiding that blame orientation. Being precise. Those are the best tips I can give. And then certainly the real, you know, one that proves useful in class, if you've got that snap chart up there and there's no conditions, it's an indication you need to go collect some more evidence. But if you can focus on that at the beginning of your investigation and start off building that quality snap chart, it's going to make your analyzation process much more efficient when we're at those phases, because we won't have to be going back to find the answers to our root cause tree questions.
And while you may have to do that, you may see as you're going through it that there's something missing. You, of course, go back.
Sure.
You'll interview and do all those things. And those are really great best practice points for the snap chart. And like a lot of the things he was talking about also had to do with gathering that evidence. And that's something that is so important. If you haven't been to that five-day course where we teach interviewing and some of that, we have a webinar that people can sign up for. It's on our website that teaches you all about great interviewing techniques to gather that evidence, because that is, like we say, the foundation of a great investigation is getting all that data. If you haven't been trained in Taproot and you're kind of like, what on earth are they talking about? Because it sounds very complex. We'll put a picture up of a snap chart in this actually at the beginning, probably to show them what we're talking about for sure.
Yeah.
But you can go to one of our Taproot courses. We do them public courses. We do them on site. We love to come on site. But that's the best, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
You get to know the clients better and tweak things to your needs. You just contact us at info@taproot.com and we can give you all the information that you need about doing either of those types of courses. Follow us on all of our social media platforms. That's where you learn so many things. Recently, we did a video. Our IT team put together a video on how to start your SNAP charts, and we can put a link to that so that you can see that, and that can give you some tips as well.
Yep.
If you like this video, give us a thumbs up, subscribe to our channel, and hit the notification bell so that you get notifications of any of the videos that we have coming up. And Tim, thank you. That was very valuable information.
Thanks for having me.
You did a great job explaining
it. I appreciate it.
Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you back here next time.
We hope you enjoyed this week's episode. To view the video version of this episode, visit our YouTube channel or our Facebook page. Please visit us on our website at taproot.com for up-to-date information and blog articles designed to help you excel in your performance improvement program. And please sign up for our newsletter so you'll get the notifications of when new information is released, where we're teaching around the world and all things Taproot. We will see you next time on our podcast version of Taproot TV.